Testing. First, let me apologize for not answering your letter sooner. But my wife and I have been in Florida for the winter vacation and did not return to Virginia until mid-April and have been very busy since then. Therefore, I am late getting this information to you, but I wish you the best of luck. So here goes. I was born on the farm in Pennsylvania County of a family of 9 children. I attended a local high school and played basketball and baseball. I played on the high school varsity team from the 7th grade on until after graduation. In the fall of 1931, I entered the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, and I had to work my way completely through college. I played basketball and baseball for 4 years at the University of Virginia. My success at Virginia was great. My strikeout record in baseball was 13 per game in a 3-year varsity competition. Several major league teams became interested in my baseball potential, primarily the New York Yankees, Cincinnati Reds, and the Washington Senators. In my senior year, I pitched against the Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland, and Clark Griffith, the owner of the Senators, came to see the game. For the first 7 innings, I struck out 17 men, so Mr. Griffith left the game and called me the next day to come to Washington, which I did, and on that trip I signed a contract with the Washington Senators. And by the way, I was not called Buck Rogers in the majors. Mr. Griffith sent me to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, New York Penn League when I finished college in 1935, and I had a great season. Even though our team was on the bottom of the league with an average of .333, I had a record of 112 wins and 5 losses. And Art Shires was my manager. The Senators called me to Washington at the end of the season. And I started in the Cleveland against one ball game in Cleveland, and I pitched relief against the Yankees. Bucky Harris was our manager at Washington, and he said that he thought I would be with the Washington Senators in 1936. But they sent me to Albany, New York, in the International League in the spring for training. I had a great spring training and started the second game of the season at Albany, New York, but lost the first game on 4 hits, 1-0. And my next start was in Rochester, New York, and I had a 4-0 lead in the 4th inning, and my arm snapped in the shoulder on 1 pitch. It went completely dead, and it did not heal. So they sent me down to Trenton, New Jersey in a New York Penn League to help heal the shoulder. But it did not mend an entire season of 36. But during the winter of 1936, Mike McNally, the manager of the Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania Ball Club, purchased my contract based on my 1935 season in Harrisburg. I reported to Wilkes-Barre in the spring of 37. And had my best year in baseball, but my arm never fully recovered. We had great teams in Wilkes-Barre, and it was the best town I have ever played in. They were great. The fans were good. The team was called the Barons, and we played in Artillery Park, and it was a fine baseball park in minor leagues. Our outstanding hitter that year was Bill Saar. He had a great year and he had a lot of power. And to my knowledge, Cleveland Indians signed him to a contract at the end of the year. At the end of the season, Bill married a girl in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which I stayed to his wedding. One of our other outstanding ball players was Hubert Fitzgerald, who was our son of fielder. Very small in stature, but a great fielder, and could always get on the base. I remember Joe Cicero in the league that year, and he was one of the best base runners I have seen in a long time. The best pitcher, probably, other than my record that year, was Jim Bagby, who pitched for Hazleton. Fine pitcher with all the potential in every pitch in the league. Of course, as you know, I won the league championship that year based on averages, beating out Jim Bagby in the last game of the season. The hardest thrower in the entire league was Joe Krukowski. He could absolutely hum the ball, and today I think they would clock him between 95 and 100 miles an hour. But his control was terrible. And to my knowledge, he never mastered his control. As a result, he never succeeded in baseball. Elmira, New York won the pennant that year in 37, and Bruno Bexler was the manager. And I think he's probably one of the best managers, or was the best manager in the minor leagues. I do not remember much about the other teams except George Fallon. He had a great year that year. And if you remember, if you check your records, Johnny Vandermeer was in the league during those years, and what a player he was. He could throw the ball through the side of a wall. The playing conditions in 35, 36, 37 were very tough at that time. We would play baseball at night and travel all night by an old bus, and whether we'd get there, we never knew. And sometime we would play in the afternoons. Some of the teams had lights, some didn't. Elmira, New York did not have lights at that time. Hazleton, New York, I do not believe had lights. We did have lights in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. The baseball teams at that time were under the supervision of the major leagues, and there were a lot of old-timers that had come down that could not make the big leagues, and they were down in the minor leagues. And there was a lot of animosity between the rookies and those that were on the way down because they were fighting for the job. The 1937 season, as you know, was in the Depression era. It was tough for rookies. Many of the rookies were playing for $150 per month. And there were many Cubans and foreigners coming up from down in the South. And they played for very little. So it was tough on anyone beginning in baseball. There were small crowds at the game. Some towns drew well, some did not. Wilkes-Barre had lights, and of course, they drew well at night. After a great year in 37 at Wilkes-Barre, in the spring of 38, Leon Pettit, who was managing the Spartanburg, South Carolina, in the Southeastern League, purchased my contract because he was with Washington when I went up in 35. So I went down to Spartanburg, South Carolina in 38, had a great year, got married in the spring of 39, had another good year, but at the end of the season, Portsmouth, Virginia were in a playoff, and they purchased my contract in the Piedmont League. And I reported to them when I left Spartanburg. I reported to Portsmouth in 19 and 40. My arm did not get well. So after a bad start, the manager wanted to start shipping me around to other minor league teams. And I went in and told the owner that I was through. I was not going to be a minor league bum the rest of my life. So in 1940, I retired from baseball and went into business. I have two children, two girls, 31 years of age and 29 years of age. One granddaughter, 7 years old, and one grandson will be 3 in July. My family live close. We are still close. My wife and I are enjoying my retirement. I am in good health. I have a little small farm in Virginia where my wife and I spend the summers, and we spend our winters in Florida. I spend my time gardening, play golf 3 days a week, go to church on weekends, and we are enjoying every minute of our retirement. Once again, I'm sorry this is late, but we were away.